I used to be very meticulous in the way that I would seduce men, and it was really evil at the core. I'm going to be really vulnerable in this video, and I'm going to share some of the things that I did before I knew Jesus, before he transformed me. And this is going to serve as a warning for the men who are out there dating, for the women that are out there dating as well. Okay. Before I get into the word that God gave me, I'm going to go into scripture, but I'm going to share a little bit about my background so you understand. When I was 4 years old, I was physically injured due to my older brother, who was 16 at the time, sexually abusing me, okay? So I went to the hospital for that. And at the age of 13, I wanted to be a Playboy bunny for Halloween. I look back at this and I'm thinking, Jackie, you wanted to be a Playboy bunny at 13 years old? And it's because of the movie Mean Girls. Our society over-sexualizes things so much. This is something my friend Liana told me. Over-sexualizes things and people so much that children think it's normal. This is the world we're living in. This is the world we're born into. This is the society that I was born into. Sexualized all over the place, even as a child, even in middle school, right? I remember my friend told me, she said, about this guy that was popular. His name was, I'm not gonna say his name, but she said, Jackie, he's talking to you, he's texting you. You could be the second girl he ever has sex with. That's a big deal. And I really was contemplating it, and I never did it. I never ended up doing it. When I was 13, at the same year, I had my mom had a family friend who was sexually abusing me on the side. He was 28. He had a wife. No, he had he was engaged. And I thought that I loved this guy. And I'm looking back as a 28-year-old woman now, I'm looking back and saying, I was abused. That man was a pedophile. So, and it was so weird because he said to me one time when I was really young, he was like, do you love me? And he had this like grin and this lust about it, like that he had that power over a little girl. It was crazy. So throughout my adult years, when I would date, okay, I would go on dates with men and they would pay for me because naturally that's typically what happens. Sometimes it would say half and half. And at that point I was like, all right, we can't do this. Mm-mm. When I was dating Lance, my husband, I did pay sometimes, you know, after he had paid many times, because I wanted to show him, hey, this is not why I'm going out with you. I also want to treat you and bless you. And he was like, no, no, no. But I was like, yeah. But when a man is like, oh, sorry, this fell off. When a man is like, oh, you know, you got to pay half. Mm-mm. Not in the first time, not in the first few times, but many times when I would be dating men, they would take me out to eat. And because they paid a very nice meal, they had it in their mind that I owed them sex. And if I didn't give them sex, they would say, all right, let me just take you home. And it was so hurtful because I felt like my worth is only in sex, like in my beauty. And even when I think I was 15 years old, it was a Christmas party and my whole family was there. My uncle, me and my cousin, my older cousin, we were singing karaoke and he says to us in front of everybody, unashamed, take your tops off, as a joke, okay? As a joke. And I'm just gonna talk about jesting for a second. My dad always told me there's a lot of truth in jesting. Now, what is jesting? It's in the Bible. The Bible calls it coarse jesting. What is the definition? A seemingly innocent joke that has a hidden second meaning, which is sexual. Okay? I've been a part of so many churches, y'all. I'm gonna get real. I've been part of so many churches that I see all the brothers in Christ getting together for events and posing in pictures, pretending to hump the other boy or making gay jokes. I'm sorry, honey, but that is for like 12, 13 year olds when they are trying to figure out their sexuality and the devil is like tempting them to think that they're gay. When you're doing that as an adult, when you are making these, you are doing coarse jesting, these seemingly innocent jokes about sex and being gay with your friends. As a woman of God with discernment, I say, uh-uh, nope, that's gay. I'm not going there. Mm-mm. And actually, before I was a woman of God, when I would date men, I often attracted bisexual men. Very often. I don't know why, I just did. And they were hiding it. They were hiding it. But the Bible says in Ephesians 5, 3 through 5, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, no whoremonger nor unclean person nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Okay? Now I'm going to get into this word, but I'm just giving you a little backstory here. Because men had exercised control over me through sexual acts as a very young girl and using me, you know, during dating, right? And I didn't lose my virginity until 21 with a long-term boyfriend. But they would always want that of me and I would say no, and they would treat me like, oh, well, and I'm going to tell you something. Men, if you are expecting sex from a woman, I don't care what age, expecting sex from a woman because you paid for her meal, that is prostitution. You are asking her to be a prostitute. Literally. It's disrespectful. It's wrong. And this is the thing. When I had a Jezebel spirit. A Jezebel spirit comes in through trauma. And the sexual trauma brought this Jezebel spirit. So a lot of what I'm going to confess to you, it's not fully me, although I have a responsibility and I still have self-control to decide to choose, right? Not to allow the spirit to influence me. But we're going to go a little deeper on the Jezebelic spirit and how she operates through women and men. But when I did have the spirit, I would do my hair. Okay, I would do my makeup. I would make my eyes super dark. I would put on really red lipstick, okay? And that's not wrong in and of itself, once in a blue moon, but when it's too dark, honestly, I think the Holy Spirit does have an issue with that, okay? Because it's like a painting. He made you, you're his masterpiece. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, sister in Christ. And guess what? You're beautiful just the way you are. And when God makes a painting and he gives it to you, like if he actually drew something and painted and gave it to you, and you said, oh, thank you for this, and you started painting over it, that is an insult to the Lord. That's an insult to the creator, the one that gave you that painting, the one that painted it. It's the same thing when we overdo it with the makeup. And if you overdo it with like the foundation, let me know. I'll put it in the description, all the vitamins you need to take to get rid of acne, okay? Because I used to have acne, but let your skin glow. This is the Lord. He gave you the skin. He gave you your smile. So I'm gonna show you the makeup that I wear in a second. I'm gonna show you, okay, ladies. I'm gonna tell you my little makeup routine. But I would purposely do this, and when I would put on the makeup, something switched. I felt the Jezebel spirit come on. I used to look down on people because of the makeup. I used to literally look down on people, okay? Like I remember being in a gas station. I had just put on my makeup before I went to class. I was in college. And I saw this woman, I looked down on her. I was like, oh, I'm so much prettier. But before I put on my makeup, I felt very insecure. Very insecure. I could not go out without makeup. So the intention behind the wearing of the makeup, we're gonna talk about that, okay? But because wearing makeup is not a sin in and of itself. But I would do this to seduce men. I would do this to manipulate men, to make men believe that I was this beautiful being. When if they could see, if the veil was torn and they could see in the spiritual realm, they would see that I am a wicked woman, a very hurt woman, a vengeful woman because of the abuse. I was a woman that loved to see men cry. Yes, this is all very evil. And I know a lot of men are going to say, Jackie, you know, you're horrible. This is in the past. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. I am not the same person. I cannot stand when my husband cries. So we not judge people, okay? Because that's me in the past. That's in the flesh. We're all evil to some degree. But men didn't see, the men that were attracted to me and seduced by me, they did not see that I was dead in my sins, that I was ugly. Men, not everything that shines is gold. Men are very visual creatures. Like, you got to be careful. Don't be led by your eyes. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Don't be led by your feelings and the infatuation. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Ask him, Lord, should I be with this woman? Seek godly counsel, not just your friends, men of God, older men. The devil's first sin, it wasn't pride. People say that in the church all the time. It's not true. I'm going to show you. Ezekiel 28:17. Your heart grew proud because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom because of your splendor. So I cast you to the earth. I made you a spectacle before kings. God is speaking about Lucifer, who became Satan. He was one of the most beautiful angels. His vanity, his over-focusing on his outward appearance is what made him prideful. It's vanity that was the first sin, right? In the last days, men will be lovers of themselves. So let's talk about the Jezebel spirit. 2 Kings 9:30. Now, when Jehu had come to Jezreel, okay, this is the guy, Jehu is going to destroy Jezebel, one of the most wicked queens in the Bible. She was the queen of Israel at the time, married to Ahab. When Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she put on she painted her eyes and adorned her head and looked through a window. This is right before she is thrown down to her death. Okay, so look what happened with Satan. He's thrown down. He's cast down to the earth. And now, because of his vanity, and look at Jezebel, she's cast down from her tower and falls to her death. That's the cost of vanity. That is the cost of vanity. And she's putting on this makeup because that is her identity. That is her power, her manipulation. When the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:3, do not let, and it's speaking to the women, do not let your beauty come from outside. It should not come from outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or of fine clothing, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart, with the imperishable beauty of a meek and quiet spirit, or a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. Okay. What's being said here is not don't wear makeup, don't wear jewelry, like a lot of religious people say, because in Ezekiel 16, it talks about how God, with his bride, he put even a nose ring in her nose and bracelets and earrings and all that. God did that for his bride in Ezekiel 16. So that's religious. No one's going to hell for wearing earrings, okay? But what it's saying is that your inner beauty should outshine your outer beauty. If I had spent more time making beautifying my soul and spending time with Jesus instead of just trying to do the outward and be like a whitewashed tomb with inside I was a rotten bones and just a dead woman, you know what? I would have probably gotten a lot more done for the kingdom. I probably would have avoided all these men. When you dress fleshly, women, you're going to attract men that are in the flesh. When you dress in such a way to attract the flesh, showing your boobs, wearing bikinis, bikinis are not for women of God. They're just not. Society says it's okay. It's not normal. It's normal because we're in America. It's not normal. It's not godly. It causes our brother to stumble. It really does. That's just plain and simple. The Holy Spirit is not going to say, yeah, daughter, go wear a bikini. No. I never could see the Holy Spirit saying that. But the intention behind your makeup, I went 1 week without wearing makeup because of this whole thing that was going on. And I was feeling the Jezebel spirit. Oh, I felt like a different person with the makeup. And guess what? I went a whole week and it broke off of me. And I said, you know what? My beauty, and when I really was born again, my beauty was found in Jesus. My confidence comes through Jesus. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't get insecure here and there. I've been insecure because I gave birth to a baby and now my hair's been falling out and whatever. You can't see it here, but I'm going to show you, right? And we cast that down. Okay, let's just keep falling. So I'm going to show you a little bit of my makeup routine, okay? This is how much makeup I wear, guys. No foundation, okay? I used to have cystic acne, but I can tell you the vitamins, so go to my description. Let's go start with the eyebrows. Put a tiny bit of eyebrow mascara. Makes it a little bit darker, okay? That's it, just right there. And then I got this on Amazon. This is how to be modest with your makeup. You gotta be modest too, right? Don't overdo it, because you know what, men? They're not stupid. They can see when a woman is insecure because she's wearing too much makeup. It's not bad to go a little bit more here and there for special events or whatever, but not all day long. Let your beauty of what the Lord created shine, because that's the beauty he created that your spouse is going to be attracted to. Not all this mesh, right? So this is called Freiche. I don't know, but it's basically castor oil, organic castor oil, and it makes your eyelashes grow and your eyebrows grow, and it's like a little mascara. And it's very conservative. I don't curl my eyelashes. I don't do that because I feel like that would hurt my... I've never really done that ever. I have a little blush stick. And honestly, I'm going to switch to organic makeup. But I have a little blush stick. I go beep, 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 beep. All done. I go beep, 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 beep. And then I put a little bit of Carmex. And that is it. That is it. Ladies, you don't need a lot. You are beautiful the way you are, okay? So I made this video to warn the men and to let you know, men, you need a woman of God, not just a trophy wife. She's going to be argumentative and contentious, and you're going to want to be in a wilderness rather. And women, focus on the inward beauty, because the man of God that you want to attract, your kingdom spouse, like YouTube says, the one that God has for you, guess what? He is going to be attracted to your inward beauty, just as Boaz was attracted to Ruth's inward beauty, not her outward beauty.